City Clerk Nicole Crispo is joining us for an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Doing well. Two meetings in 1 month.
Two meetings. Yep. We're back to two meetings a month.
Excellent. Labor Day has come and gone, and we're back into the grind here.
You got it.
How'd it go yesterday?
Good, good. Full board in attendance. Right to agenda item number one. Hearing regarding the request for the Hospital Hill Neighborhood Association for their special use permit one day beer and wine license for a fall neighborhood gathering on October 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The event will take place on Glendale Road between Monroe Road and President's Lane. Michelle Peterson was there. Representing the Hospital Hill Neighborhood Association. This is a family event. The long-standing Hospital Hill Neighborhood Association has been running for a very long time, and they're still working on some vendors, perhaps food trucks, and they will get that information to us, as well as working with the Quincy Police and TPAL on the block permit. So that went through 5-0. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the Ward 2 Civic Association for two special use permits, beer and wine, all alcohol licenses for their fall Sunday in the park event on October 5th at Four River Field and October 12th at Faxon Park. Both events are from noon to four and will include food trucks, music, and kids' attractions. Counselor Richard Ash was there on behalf of the Ward 2 Civic Association. And these are very popular events down there in Ward 2. This is the third year that they've been doing it. The Quincy Police Department and the Quincy Fire Department will have touch a truck. They'll have food trucks, a blow-up slide, and some bluey events. And that went through 5-0.
Okay, all the fun fall festivals are happening.
Yes. Right there in your neighborhood, so nice and easy.
Yeah, it's nice to see the Four River Field especially activated. Hasn't been used in years past, so that's great.
Yeah. Agenda item number three. Hearing regarding the request of RKOQ Inc., doing business as Royal Hot Pot Sushi, KBBQ and Bar, for a change of their in-stock interest, officers and directors, and a manager on the premise of the all-alcohol beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 227 Parking Way. The premise is a two-story restaurant with approximately 23,500 square feet. The restaurant is approximately 7,500 square feet, and the lower level is 16,000 square feet, which includes 5,000 square feet of karaoke rooms and 3,500 square feet of a function space. Proposed manager, Sinyai Lau, and attorney Joseph Wang was there to represent Royal Hot Pot Sushi, and Lin, excuse me, Sinya Lau was the manager for 10 years. Left temporarily to go to another location, and so they changed their manager. Now they're back to what really fits that spot, and Sinyai Lau is the manager there again. So that went through 5-0. Agenda item number four, which was a late addition to our agenda. We amended the agenda after the first posting to include a hearing regarding the request for the Fours at 15 Cottage Ave and Aviva Trattoria at 1500 Hancock Street for a temporary extension of premise of their outdoor patio for Sunday, September 21st, for Coverpalooza at Kilroy Square from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mark Carey, representative for the mayor, and Quincy 400. He is going to have some live music out there on cover bands. Dick and Jane, I believe, will perform first, and then Mark Morris and the Cat Tunes. So that is September 21st, which is Sunday.
Okay.
From 2 to 7. So that went through 5 to 0 as well.
Okay, great. Weather looks great for all the weekend events this weekend, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Fall-ish, right?
Not too hot, not too cold. Just right.
Right. Well, I think Saturday is going to be warm, 80.
Oh, okay.
Sunday's looking like 64 or something.
Okay.
So I guess it just shuts off. Summer shuts off on Saturday.
as it does here in New England. Yeah.
Right. And don't forget about the Quincy 400 balloon event, the hot air balloon at Pageant Field on Saturday. That's going to be an awesome event.
Yes, yes. Hot air balloon rides, laser show, fun for all. And you will not see me up in one of those. No way.
No, me either. But I've heard from a lot of people, they can't wait to go up.
Yes.
So
to that end, though, first come, first serve. First 500
yes.
people have to sign up. And no early entries. The gates don't open until 4 p.m. Saturday.
Right. So it should be a lot of fun, even just to see it in person.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. Take some pictures for sure.
Yeah. Great events. That's for sure. Just an update on the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association. They are requesting some Sunday rain dates for their Saturdays in the park events at Safford Park. Rain date Sunday, September 21st. For the September 20th event, and rain date Sunday, September 28th, for their September 27th event, just in case.
Okay.
And our next hearing will be on October 7th.
Okay, very good. Forging right ahead here into fall.
Yes.
And that also means there's an election in Quincy in the fall.
There is, yeah, November 4th is coming right up.
Indeed.
So let's inform everyone of some key dates to be aware of. On the 25th of October is the last day to register to vote for the November 4th election, and it's also the first day of early voting. And early voting will be here at City Hall from 8:30 to 2:30 on that day, on the Saturday. However, voter registration stays open till 5 p.m. So then following that, we will have early voting here October 27th through the 31st. Early voting, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Okay, very good. Question, Nikki, if you register on October 25th, can you also early vote after you
yes.
register? You
yes.
can. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a lot easier because you're here in the building.
Right. Get
yeah.
Two,
so
two
it's
for
not
one.
Like, you know, in the past we've been at other locations where it's a little bit more difficult, but no, you can absolutely do that. And we will we're accepting vote by mail requests now. So if you'd like to request a ballot by mail, please go to quincyma.gov, and you can go to the city clerk's office and under elections, request a ballot by mail. Very simple application to fill out. We'll get it electronically. And as soon as we get the ballots, We'll mail one out to you. We are anticipating our first mailing the first week of October.
Okay. So the ballots aren't ready yet, is that right?
No,
Okay.
we're still waiting on a few things in preparation of our ballot, but we're anticipating between a vendor and just putting some last minute things together that we should be getting those first set of ballots out that first week of October.
Okay, great. And if folks requested a mail-in ballot for the preliminary, and if they indicated they want a mail-in ballot for November 4th, that's already all set for them?
Yes, they
Okay.
don't have to request again. But if they didn't request for all elections this year, then they'll have to go in and request one for November as well.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Anything else we should let folks know about?
I think that covers it for today.
Okay. Enjoy the festivities this weekend, Nikki. Thanks so much.
You too. Bye-bye.